I'm Duarte Geraldino, Tanzina Vega's home with her newborn son, and you are listening to The Takeaway. The coronavirus is not just a health crisis, it's also an economic one. Global financial markets are swinging up and down as investors consider what impact the outbreak will have on consumer spending and business operations, and whether this could possibly lead to an economic slowdown or a recession. Now, have you already noticed more of your friends and neighbors staying at home or spending less money? President Trump is considering stimulus measures like assistance to airlines, hotels, and cruises, and a possible payroll tax cut. But is it enough? Heather Long is an economics reporter at the Washington Post. She's here to help us make sense of this situation. Heather, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Good to be here. I'm actually talking to you from my home because the Washington Post has asked us all to stay home through the end of the month.
Wow. Have people actually stopped spending money? I know you're staying at home, so are you spending less? And what are the main reasons for people who are staying at home right now, and how is it affecting the economy?
It's starting to have a huge ripple effect. We're already starting to see layoffs happening. I've been speaking to workers at the Port of Los Angeles. There's basically no ships coming in from Asia. That's usually one of the busiest ports in the country. And workers are literally coming and having nothing to do and being told to go home. There's people who've been laid off. I've talked to at bakeries, at conferences, like obviously South by Southwest. Many companies aren't doing conferences anymore. So you can think of all the people who help organize and make those massive conferences with thousands of people run. They've just seen almost their entire spring lineup canceled. And so as people lose their jobs or as they're just told to stay home, you know, you're not going out. Yesterday I was at Chipotle for lunch. Today I'll probably make a sandwich in my kitchen. So it just begins to escalate. And that's the real concern here, that what's a health crisis could quickly turn into something that becomes an economic crisis too.
Yeah, people are stocking up on some things. I know I went to the market, for example, canned food, you know, hygienic paper, bottled water. Does that help boost the economy in any long-term way?
Yeah, you're right. This is basically the Clorox economy right now. you have all the Lysols and the hand sanitizers and the Clorox, and also Netflix stock is doing very well, too. You have to think, a lot of those items, yes, people are buying them. They're buying them in bulk. But those are generally pretty low-cost items compared to people not going out and going to their fitness class that would have cost maybe $15 to $20. That's the contrast. Yes, people are spending some money at grocery stores, but they're not spending in these higher end, if you will, more luxury and discretionary items. So that's what people aren't doing. And that's why it's causing wider economic duress.
You mentioned sort of shipping, but what other businesses and business types might be affected directly in the short term by the coronavirus?
Travel is way down in these conferences, so anything related to tourism. I think what we're starting to see is that widen, the net widen, and the things that I'm watching and many economists are watching closely is, do you start to see restaurants suffering as well? We've certainly seen some of that in parts of Chinatowns across the country. The other one that I think, I call it a 1-2 punch for the economy. We knew the coronavirus was going to impact cruise ships and the travel industry and the airlines. But the other thing that happened over the weekend is we saw this huge plummet in oil prices. And so that's good if you're trying to go and fill up your car with gas, because gas is going to be cheap for a while. But with oil sitting at close to $30 a barrel, a lot of American energy companies cannot survive at that level. And so now you're also worried that we could see some energy companies default or even go bankrupt, causing layoffs and causing problems in those industries too.
Now, President Trump proposed a payroll tax cut to help stimulate the economy. How would that work? Would it actually be effective?
I would say it would be a little effective, but the reason that you're seeing economists across the political spectrum pan this idea and say it is because it's not the best choice by any means. So what it does, what's a payroll tax? A payroll tax, when you look at your paycheck, is the amount that goes out that every worker has to pay for Social Security and for Medicare. So it's a pretty modest tax. It has been eliminated or temporarily for a couple of months in the past. We saw, we've seen this before in the United States. So what are the issues? There's two big issues here with the payroll tax. The first is you have to be working to get it. So if we're concerned about these workers at the Port of Los Angeles who are not getting a paycheck right now because they are not working, they're not going to see any benefit from this because, it's a tax cut. So you have to actually be paying some tax that week in order to benefit from it. The second issue is it helps the middle class and the upper class more than it helps the less affluent people. And we're most worried at the moment about workers who are, who are struggling to pay their bills. That's who we're most worried about, people who maybe can't make rent or can't make their car payment if they lose a paycheck or two in the coming weeks. And so, for instance, for a high earning people in the United States, if we do what President Trump wants and we cut this tax for the rest of the year, a wealthy family is going to make several thousand dollars from this tax cut, whereas a single parent who's making about $25,000 a year, they would get $500. So a lot of people are saying, why not, if you really want to do something, do what George W. Bush did after 9/11 and just send everybody a check.
Do you think that'll work, though? A check would mean that everyone, the wealthy, the poor, will get the same amount of money. Will that have an effect on the economy? Because in theory, wealthy folks live in areas where things are more expensive. Less affluent folks live in places where things are also less expensive.
Well, generally, that's one way to look at it. But again, you want to get money in the hands of people who are lower income, less affluent, because they have to spend it. Think about those people who can't pay their bills right now. And we know that 40% of Americans were already struggling to pay their bills even before coronavirus hit. Now we've got workers at restaurants who aren't getting as many tips, workers in the cruise industry who are losing their jobs, and these jobs didn't pay a huge amount of money. And those people are literally need money so they can go to the grocery store and buy the hand sanitizer if there's any left. And so if you get money into those people's hands, it's going to go out the door right away because they need it.
When we look at, the notion of paid sick leave policy, how is changing that likely to impact people?
It would be a huge game changer. About a quarter of Americans don't have any access to paid sick leave right now. And you look at what's going on, if somebody literally has to decide, do I go to work even though I've got a couple of symptoms that may or may not be this flu that's going around? They have to decide whether or not to go to work and get a paycheck or stay home. And, I think about workers that I've been talking to in the last day or two who have spent, say, 2 or 3 weeks, with reduced paychecks. If they had that sick leave, you would probably get 5 days a year of sick leave. That's not going to totally make up for a month of staying home, but gee, that's going to help a lot. And maybe just be that difference between A, keeping society healthier because we don't have sick people at work, and B, helping you to at least make that rent payment.
Heather Long is an economics reporter at the Washington Post. Thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you. Stay safe.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.